Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoyed all your cookouts so far for the summer. Hope you enjoyed your 4th of July.
And I hope that you had a great time because I know it's been a very hot summer, and then next minute it's been a very showering summer. So hope everybody's just kicking back, relaxing, and having a good time. But tonight's topic, like I said, once again, is called Why Are You So Thirsty? It's just a pit. Now, I've seen a lot of people's pictures, and I've seen comments people have put. I've heard comments from females about what people put in their inbox and then stuff that they said, like, you know, making offers to them and things that they want to do and sending them naked pictures because they thought they was going to get in. So if you've been in this kind of situation, please hit us up once again at 657-383-0967 and let us know your opinion on tonight's topic. Also, if you want to check out the show, we have a lot of great things going on. We have topics. We have people being interviewed that are famous, some people that are underground, just need some PR work and just likes to have fun and like to have themselves promoted. We do that on the show. Also, we play music. We do some trivia. We do some recognition. And, you know, we're just real open-minded. We have story nights and stuff like that. So if you've never been to this, it's a great experience. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at KNOW. And if you want to check out my poetry page, you can hear me at Keyami Stimulating Poetry, KEYAME apostrophe S. If you want to get some PR work done for you, all you have to do is hit me up at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. Once again, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. I need from you your pictures, your personal information, you know, like your emails, your contact number, just in case if something comes up with you. And we just need your background, and also there's a $25 fee, because sometimes people forget to come, or they decide to cancel at the last minute, or they're just not prepared. So, I mean, it's a cheap expense, because, you know, when you make it big time, you're going to spend the thousands. But we say, you know, at least starting off so that you don't waste that time, at least have something to go by. We always ask you that you give us 24-hour notice in case we do decide to cancel, but at the very least 2 hours, so that way I can schedule something else for that night, or if somebody else wanted to come on, then they can come on and take that time slot, so we all be professional. And now without further ado, I'm about to bring on the calls for our evening, Miss Tiffany. It's now on the air. Hello, Tiff. How are you? Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. What's good with you?
Hello, what's your main co-host for the evening? What my spot getting replaced?
Oh, you know, you was on hiatus, so I didn't know when you was coming back.
It don't matter if I was on hiatus or not. Don't even try it. Hello, people. But I'm doing okay. And you?
I'm doing good. So what you think about tonight's topic? Why are you so thirsty? It's just a pick.
It's funny you said that, because recently I had two pictures, probably within the last week, that, you know, you put your pickup 3, 4, 5 years ago, and it only takes one person to comment, and then everybody still commenting. Anybody that's on my friends list or on my page is regular pics. I don't have nothing that's revealing, showing, anything that it would create thirst. But when I say I had about 50, 60 comments just coming through, shooting from both of them, it was crazy, you know, but I don't know. And then it's like once the pics, people started hitting my inbox. Oh, I see you uploading new pics. I didn't upload new pics. If you look, it says 2011, 2010. You know, so it's just crazy how people come into your inbox, oh, they said such and such, oh, he said you his wife, and really, really, I have the same last name that I was born with 41 years ago. And if you notice, because I was like, oh, what, you been drinking again? You know, but people crazy. But to get back to the topic, it's all types of thirst. People can just posted pics in groups.
I said, because, you know, like when people be like in groups or sometimes just on your regular page, you could be like wearing some sweats or a certain top, and because you got curves, the people are saying what they can do to you, where they can put it at, they'll make you feel the best that you're their girl and stuff like that. And you look like we never even had a conversation. You don't have my phone number. You know, we don't even know what we even have in common, but they're ready to talk about they're going to bang your back out and that they're going to eat you and stuff. Well,
that will get disrespectful on your page. I don't let so much get written on my regular page. I'll delete it if I find it, like, out the way, you know. But in the same, you got some people that ain't even, they ain't saying shit on your page. They'll go straight to your inbox. They ain't got to say nothing. Next thing you know, you got a dick pic flying up. And you're like, do I know you? You know, so yeah, it's all types of thirst, different types. Some people just lie. Some of them catfishing. Some of them saying shit to see what they can get out of you. Some people be in groups that don't say nothing, but they quick to like a pic or whatever this is. And once you post them pics in groups and stuff, it's a wrap. Because people can download your pics, you know.
Right.
We got people creating pages saying it's them. Then it's people that got fan pages just throwing pics of girls up in it, and it ain't them. Don't have permission.
Yeah, I know that happens on a lot of groups. Like, I saw some big girl groups that dudes be like, do you know this girl? Because that's my friend on my list, and I'm about to tell her, and then have you report it. So the thing is, if they're stealing pics and posting them, then, you know, anything can happen. And then, like, even when Sadie the Goddess was on, she had somebody catfish her pic and found out the whole time it was a dude using her pics while talking to other people under her. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's like, why are people so thirsty for trying to get pics or trying to be somebody else that they're not?
It's too much. It's too much going on with this new world electronics in this day and age. It's too much. It's too much people can do. You know, they can use your telephone number, cell phone number, and locate your address. Like, it's just too much stuff going on.
It's funny you say that, though, because I know one person did do that. She told me that she had talked to this person from the UK, and, like, it had no pictures. I mean, it had no personal information. You know, like, I usually have, like, your city and state or, you know, what location and, you know, things that you've done and all this other kind of stuff. It was just a basic page or whatever, just had her pictures on it. And somehow he ended up finding her IP address and tracking where she was at and actually figured out where she worked and where she lived and sent her a present. He was all the way in the UK. You look like, dang, all this off the fact of seeing somebody's picture, you done tracked them down off of IP addresses and never had the person's phone number and it had a state or, you know, city on their page. So how would you feel if that was you, Tiff? Let's say, like, you were going out with one of your homegirls and they took a picture or whatever, and then, like, next thing you find out a dude get there stalking your information and talking about he's going to come and see you, and then next minute you find out he sends you something to your job. How would you react to somebody that would do something like that?
My thing is this, when you out with people and y'all taking pics and stuff, this is that, don't think that, not even just y'all taking pics, you have people randomly taking pics nowadays with the Instagram and the media takeout and Facebook, period. It's stuff that go on, you walking past people, you hear some little click, people taking pics of people. So it ain't necessarily your friend got stuff going around or spreading your pics. You got to watch out because you're out in public, people.
Well, they do that on YouTube, too, because you got to think on YouTube. They make videos of females walking or going up the escalator and trying to see what they're print and the shape of their behind and, you know, all this other stuff. And you looking like, yeah, this person might not even know you was doing a video. And they just walking along or driving in the car and making a video off of you.
Well, what I was about to say, I didn't have that type of situation happen, but I did have where I was in a supermarket, and one of my friends, way from baby forward, whatever, he kept staring at me, but I never met him. And he was like, I know you, and I was like, no, you don't. He was like, because I had a shirt that was, you know, basically covering my tatas. And everybody that knows me knows I have an apple tattoo in the middle of my chest. And he was like, don't you got an apple tattoo? And I was like, what? What it was, his baby mama, my friend, had, like, pics of us going out, this is that. She had a bunch of pics of us, and she always talked about me. So when he seen me, he knew who I was, and I didn't know. Like, I'm in the market. I'm in one aisle, and I see him looking. Then I was like, let me go over 2 aisles. And I go over, and then he come back in an aisle, and I'm looking like, what the fuck is going on? But, yeah, it was, like, kind of eerie. But afterward, he called in and stuff. Like, you won't believe who I ran into. But I was like, oh, my God, I could have been getting stalked or something. Like, it was just kind of an eerie feeling, but it wasn't nothing serious.
Well, let's put this a little bit. So what would you do if the situation was somebody been hitting you up for the longest time and they've been checking out all your pictures and they always commented, but you didn't know too much about them, but you was like maybe you had a personal attraction. And then when you find out the main thing they want to do is hit you off, but they say, you know, maybe they might give you some gifts or some money or get you out the way. How would you take to something like that? I actually know what happened before, but I'm not going to say that.
I mean, I have had situations where, you know, I was chit-chatting, corresponding with someone. And but I would say one person that was from Ghana, you know, we chatted for a minute. We had a falling out. And he was like, well, I want to be a man of my word. And, like, the beginning of the year, not this year, but 2 years ago, he sent me some shoes, a, like, $200-$300 purse, some earrings. And he was like, I don't think you like what I got. So then he wound up sending me, like, a coat and some boots. I still got some boots. Some boots bad as I don't know what. But anyway, I don't know. Like, right now, I don't jump into situations where somebody always wants some, like, trying to buy you type thing. But trust and believe, sis is very spoiled. So if I'm feeling you and we talking, but it's not going to be on the basis of you thinking you're doing what you want, how you want. No, you're going to wine and dine me. That's just point blank range how it'll be. But do I accept gifts? Sometimes.
What do you think about, like, this old song when they were talking about you got a man, what's your man got to do with me? If a guy kept trying to holler at you and kept hitting your pictures up and trying to buy you lunch and take you out places, would you let him take you out even though you had a man?
No. Now, I just got a friend and I'm dating or whatever, and it's like it ain't nothing on a serious level. Then I'm open to go out on other dates and stuff, you know, like, I'm not tripping. It's just a date. A date doesn't always end up in you're having sex with somebody. So, if it's just a date, it's a date. But I'm not going to linger the person on and make them think it's something that it's not. Like, you know, I'm a little aggressive, so I'm going to be upfront with the situation.
Yeah, you up front. It's just one of the people that's just thirsty because, like, for the doctor says, you know, one of the people, they always add up the bus stop. They always try to greet you at lunch. They always waiting for you to get home from your job. They type person that will even come over and cut your grass for free, or maybe they might be like the dude that you call African. They always trying to pick you up and take you somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, if a person that's thirsty
and
they want to spoil you.
I had him categorized for one time, but go ahead.
And how would you take to if the person was like this? Like, basically, after they had done, did everything for you and always talking to you, and you told them off the jump, like, they wasn't going to ever get it, but they figured if they did town payments and, you know, was pleasing you and all this other stuff, like, basically, like, so you think now I might be able to get it? Would you give them, like, a little pity plea? Or, like, basically, you told them off the jump, I wasn't feeling you, I wasn't down for you, you just was thirsty. So if you want to spoil me, you can spoil me, but you're not going to hit this. Would it still hold true, or do you think, like, you know, be like, basically, well, you have been nice and you held out all this time, so maybe I might break you off a little something. Could you see yourself doing something like that?
No. Because at the end of the day, don't hate the player, hate the game. Because I look at it like this. If you're doing all this and you're not my man or my mate, you're going to continue to do it. I have to cut the circulation off because even though he's not getting what he wants, some of them just be like, oh, but I just spent some time with it, this is that. That's good enough for them right then. You know what I mean? Like, someone like, oh, you know how it is nowadays. Like, half of them, 75% I wouldn't even be talking to the people they talking to if it wasn't for the social media, internet stuff. Because half of them ain't got the balls with, or they on the street, they see a chick and would greet her or approach her. A lot of them ain't built like that. They shy. So it's like you're on the internet and stuff, you can say you're any damn body. You know, dependent being an imposter. And that's
well, what about this situation? Well, what about this kind of situation? You ever had the type of guy be like, hey, boo, hey, sexy, how you doing? I'm trying to holler at you. You think we can go out sometime? Yeah, you know, I'm really trying to holler at you. And then sometimes you be like, oh, nah, I don't feel you. I got to go for it. Bye. They'll say, like, oh, you fake, sure, you fake. You just leading me on. You out there being a tease. I didn't want you anyway. You ain't even all that. How do you handle something like that? The dude that think they got it going on and get shut down.
I done got cursed out by somebody who was in the church, God, saying, man, because I wouldn't. A lot of them get mad because I don't jump to give my number. Mm. Like, oh, fuck you, you fat bitch. Okay. But you was wanting this fat bitch. But my thing is this. It's different nowadays. Everything is technology, but at the end of the day, I don't have to give you my number. It ain't like back in the day where, okay, you talk to somebody, oh, here go my number, this is that, or you're talking in general, meeting face-to-face. If you're online or something, I don't have to give you my number. They got where you can make Facebook calls or medicine. We don't even have to talk. I think that the messenger on Facebook, you can leave voice messages. So we don't have to talk. I don't have to give you my number. We're not cool like that. And trust and believe, I had my number since 07, and I'm not trying to change it because I done gave it to some crazy-ass person or stalker. No. So it's like a lot of people get mad, oh, well, if I met you on the street, I would give you my number. Okay, that's if we met on the street, but that's not how we met. It was like some guys being their feelings. Because they to be the type, if you walk past them and they say hi and you say hi and they keep saying stuff, you're going to say something, but you're going to keep walking or something, and then they get mad and they with their little friends, oh, bitch, you something, something, something. They cussing you out because they feel some type of way. But I'm like, no, you disrespectful. I don't have time for that. But if you want to throw names and cuss out, I can do that. Boo, I got a potty ass mouth. But, you know, it ain't even worth it. It's really not.
Well, I'm about to go to this one thing that really inspired this topic. I had this one friend, right? Every time I see her, you know, she got, like, the boy shorts. She got the sweatpants. She got the fit jeans. She got the nice top. You know, she got little flirtatious pictures. Me and her was actually talking early, and she saw my other friend that tried to comment on my post, and she was like, you know, homegirl is, like, way off. And I was like, then I had to break it down and explain it to my homegirl or whatever like that. But like I said, the main person I'm talking about, right, every time you see it, it's like somebody said they want to eat, they beat that up, they do what they want, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I look like this. I wrote on my post, if one female has 5,000 friends and every guy is saying that to you, it's going to look real crazy that y'all think like she's supposed to hit off every last one of y'all. So what is y'all going to have, like a payment plan or a day of the week plan? Because if 300 to 1,000 some dudes hitting you up and you can't wear, like, some jeans or some sweatpants just because you have nice curves or a heavy top, it's like, oh, you flirting and you leading me on, you a teaser. Like, when you dance with a female at the club, so what, now you're going to try to slip a Mickey in her drink because she's not going to give you the business afterwards? Because I've seen this one girl, she was skinny and she was holding her sister up because she was trying to drag her to the car so the guy wouldn't try to rape her. And the guy, like, literally dangling behind the woman, like, he really trying to get the business out of her. You looking like, yo, is it really that serious? You go after one person just because they have a huge mind or a huge chest or because their clothes fit nice or because she's real pretty, then it's an issue. So if she's pretty, she's conceited and stuck up. If she has a nice body, she's a tease and a hoe. If she wears something that's revealing, then you're going to think like she's an easy target, but you're probably going to have to pay for the jobs. So the question is, what can you do as a woman when it comes to looks that you can't be judged by a guy for the fact of whether you have curves or if you look pretty or because you got something going on without having to feel like you got to get sexual favors in exchange? Because the thing is, you don't even want the person to know the person. it's like, why should you have to say anything? Then on the other hand, let's say you do hit it, then she might be like, okay, what's next? You're like, oh, I don't know. You didn't have no conversation. You don't know if you have a comment. You don't even know about this person on papers. Nine times out of ten, you might even try to lick something and you get trichinella or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So what's this whole thing with? Just because if you wear a nice suit and you have a big behind, oh, you know, that just looks fat. You know, I'm trying to get her. Or she wears some sweatpants. It's looking like, dad, I want to take you home and make you breakfast. You don't know the person. You don't know who she's with. You don't even know if she even likes men. And the whole time you're going crazy just because she looks good, has a nice body, and the way that she carries herself. She could be dumb as a doorknob, but then once she hit it, that's it.
But you know what's crazy? A lot of these males are finding out that a lot of these girls or women that look real pretty, some of them have messed up attitudes. Or messed up ways. So their looks, how they act, makes them ugly. And they saying that the ones that not so about the looks, this is that, they more humble, they more nice. Like me, right now, I'm not really into looks per se, because I haven't been done that when I was younger. Oh, you had to be a certain height, have this, have that. No, now, today is about how you treat a person. You know, like, I ain't messing, trying to mess with no gorillas or nothing, but if you dress decent, good hygiene, we can work on everything else. You know, you ain't gotta be all that, but as long as you dress nice, we good. It's how you treat the person and respect the person at the end of the day. Looks only get you so far. That is very temporary. And a lot of them that look about it ain't about it when it comes into the sexual department, say it to say. And that's just honestly how it is.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, a lot of times with these people, it's basically like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or you're using the same line with every last woman. Because I've heard her say that, matter of fact, the same thing. You look at one comment, and it might be this one dude in the group that's just so thirsty, he puts his phone number on everybody's post. Like you said, it'd be one thing if you did it in private, but God dang, how thirsty can you be? I mean, the thirst is really real. You'd be like, oh, I'm 28 years old, I'm 6'2", I have a good career, I have a nice car, and I just want to see you and give you the world, and can I be your man? You'd be like, dang, you just copy and paste it to the last five females that came in the group. You really think they're going to give you the business? Like, seriously. They might pimp the heck out of you, but do you really think they're going to give you the business?
Yeah.
Well, we're about to go into overtime in 2 minutes, well, actually in 3 minutes. So if anybody's not on the phone line, once again, the number is 657-383-0967, 657-383-0967. If you missed any of this, you can catch it in the archives at www.belongtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy. We're going to go into a brief music interlude. So if you want to get in, call in right now, and you won't miss any of the show. We're about to play Anaconda by Nicki Minaj, and you're on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, toy named Troy, used to live in Detroit. Big dope, stealing money, he was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the law, but he lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill. Who wanna go first? I had him pushing daffodils. I'm high as hell, I only took a half a pill. I'm on some dumb shit. By the way, what he say? He can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through and fuck him in my automobile. Let him eat it with his grill. Keep telling me to chill. He keep telling me it's real that he love my sex appeal. He said he don't like I'm bony. He wants something he can grab. So I pull up in a Jag and I hit him with a jab like dun 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 dun.
Perfect.
This dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. Dick bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about iPhones. know he calling me NyQuil. Now that bang, 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 I let him hit it cause he slang cocaine. He twist my salad like his name Romaine. And when we done, I make him buy me Romaine. I'm on some dumb shit. By the way, what he say? He can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through and fuck him in my automobile. Let him eat it with his grill. He keep telling me to chill. He keep telling me it's real that he love my sex appeal.
Again, everybody, that was Nicki Minaj singing Anaconda remix of Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Now, like we saying, we're talking about the girls with the fatties, the girls with the tops, the females dressing classy, the females dressing a little provocative. Is it mandatory or requirement just because you look good or have a nice shape or wear certain clothing that a person comes at you about sex? Like I said, once again, if you're on the line, you can press number one. If you just want to chill and listen in, then, you know, that's what's up. Hey, Tiff, we're back. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what's the corniest, cheapest, or wildest line a guy's ever said to you on the street from the fact of seeing your curvature?
Let's see. I don't know. I had a couple things said to me. It's not good for me to wear dresses because, you know, it jiggles real bad. And the guy was like, oh, my love, that got to be that damn jelly up in there. I'd love to be a biscuit on that. And I was like, what? So he was like, excuse me, I know that's real. Can I touch it? No, you can't. Are you going to act like that, huh? I was like, what? I was like, touch it if you want. I bet you I'll pop your ass. But, guys, just crazy. And one guy was like, excuse me, miss, you dropped something. So I'm dumbfounded. I'm turning around looking. He was like, oh, here. He handed me a little piece of paper with his number. I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, wow. But guys, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then I've heard some people, like, when you be dancing at the club, guys be trying to bust on you. You think, like, if you do some nasty stuff like that, you could just picture what you would have done if you would have got the person out.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like how you be grinding and dancing and stuff like that, and dudes be like, shoot, they're trying to get with that one chick, so everybody be trying to buy the chick drinks, and then next thing you got to have a chaperone, because they might throw a Mickey in your drink and be trying to get you in the bathroom or out in the cars or in the back of an alley or somewhere.
Mm-mm. Wow.
I think the funniest thing I've ever seen happen when I've been out with a female, and it was like basically me and her was just talking, chilling in general. Because, you know, it was always like that one person, you see us a challenge and everybody sits back. Like you said, they be playing the scare roll until like one person talks. It's like everybody else want to follow up. Just like when you're on Facebook, people might never comment on this picture and it might be up for a whole year. And then it's like all of a sudden, as soon as you comment, it's like 25 other people comment. So basically, like, what happened was I told the girl, you know, I'm a poet. I do such and such and such. I go to this place. And, you know, I got a career and stuff like that. I'm just trying to take care of stuff. And she's like, oh, you must got a girl because, you know, you got yourself together. There ain't no way you can be by yourself. I look like, nah, I'm just chilling or whatever like that. So the next thing you know, we sat down at the bus stop. This dude was, like, on the bus. Now, picture this. He's on the bus, and he's trying to holler at her. He's on the bus, and we were sitting outside at the little booth or whatever. He's like, yo, shorty, can I get a cigarette? So she gave him a cigarette. He's like, shorty, can I get a light? So then she gave him a light. He's like, shorty, can I get a piece of paper? And then she gave him a piece of paper. He's like, shorty, can I borrow your pen? And he's like, she gave him the pen. And then that's when he asked her for a number. And you know what she was like after she did all that? She's like, man. He didn't have nothing going on for himself. He asked me for the daggone cigarette. He needed the light for the cigarette, and then he needed the stuff to get her phone number. And she's like, I ain't even entertaining him. I'm just going to end up talking to you. Because what the world, if he can't even do that off the break, then what else does he not have? So if you have a person that's not even qualified or, you know, not even on your level, you already starting off wrong. But then, like, if you don't have a person with no conversation, it's like, well, shoot, what y'all just going to do? And then, I mean, after a while, you might do it a few times, and you might want somebody to do so. Is it really worth even entertaining somebody that comes at you about sex off the break?
Ouch. Sorry. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm dropping stuff on. No, it ain't worth it, because at the end of the day, you might build with somebody that's unstable, you know?
Right. Can I use her as an example?
It's unstable, that's psychotic.
Yeah. I was asking my friend, could I use her as an example? Because I was laughing at this one time how she said she walked out of the grocery store and she's already sure. She said this little midget Mexican dude ran up and slapped her behind. She slapped the mess out of him. Some people be thinking that John's is cute or just let that John slide. I'm looking like this. If you just walk up and grab somebody or randomly do some stuff, then you ask it for somebody to beat you down. Because hold up, let's say this right. How about if you do that, Johnson, and as soon as you think you're about to run away, her dude or her brothers and stuff, they just come out there and whoop your tail. Now, you're going to be looking stupid or in the hospital or make somebody catch a charge because you acted stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the thing is, okay, let's say this right. Whenever you check out a woman, it's certain things you look for, certain things you want. Now, if somebody did the same thing to your aunt, your mother, your sister, your cousin, you ready to have some words of exchange with them, or you ready to be like, you know, try to defend them and stuff. So why do some people think it's okay to say whatever you want to a female? And then when somebody do that to you, you all in your feelings. Like, let's say your homeboy checks out your sister, just like how it was Antonio Montana. You remember soon someone said something about his sister or tried to take her in the bathroom or try to treat her a certain way? He was ready to wreck. You know what I'm saying? But then when he see a little mamacita in the street, he's like, hey, yo, baby, how you doing? Oh, you know, fly, you need to grow a little something like that. It's like, how can you say one thing and then do the exact opposite? You can't try to defend somebody or act like they're the world and all this other stuff. And then when you see just because a female has a humongous behind or a flat stomach or some long legs or some thick lips or some bedroom eyes, it's like, oh, nah, baby, you're supposed to be mine. You know you faking. You know I look good. Matter of fact, that's another thing. It's like, how about if you got now the people that actually do have stuff going on? It's like now I have something to hold over because you're not used to a dude having his own whip and having a good credit score and having his own house and actually being cut up and, you know, maybe got all your stuff going on. Matter of fact, you might even have other females chasing you because if one female's not giving you attention, when you're going to keep tracking her down until you can break her in because it's just something about this person that's a challenge. You like, if I can't have her, then, you know, mm-hmm. something's got to be wrong with her. All right, well, yeah.
Everything
well, all right then.
And what you got nowadays.
Yeah. Like I said, okay, so let's say this, for instance, and this is going to sound so jacked up. Let's say if the female doesn't have everything going on, but because she got a pretty face or a nice behind, so then what you do after you do what you do. Is it going to be like, you know, you got to pay every time you talk to her or you got to meet her at a certain time or you really going to be that thirsty just because the way she looks or one certain aspect of her, you're just going to be like, you're that pressed. If you're that pressed, you go to a strip club, you got escort services, you got videos, you got the female that's in the neighborhood that probably breaks everybody off. I was like, is it really serious that the person, just because you see them on Facebook or a YouTube video, you look like you want to travel across the world, I'm going to get me another job, I'm going to stay at this hotel, I'm going to sleep outside all night till I get to you. I was like, is it really that serious just to get you a piece of meat?
That's a bit much. I don't mind traveling for something, but damn.
For real. That's it's like when they throw those parties. I don't know if you ever seen the big girl parties that they be having in PA and Jersey and stuff like that. It's $300 for, like, the room. Then you got the fact that your hotels, I mean, not the hotels, the traveling is, like, about $250. Then you paying for the food another $150. So you don't know how much to spend $1,000 because you're trying to see one female that you find attractive. And she's going to be hitting off everybody else. So it's like, do you think you're the main one? Or are you just going to be happy to be like, well, at least I got this one time out of my life. It was my greatest accomplishment. Or are you going to be like on that movie Players Club when the dude was up there stalking her, following her to her house? Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, it's crazy.
Mm-mm.
Well, Tiff, we're at the end of the show. Got the last 5 minutes, so I want to give everybody your information, and thank you once again for co-hosting for me.
Okay, no problem. Well, this is your co-host, Ms. Tiffany. You can find me on Facebook, CIFFINY Gladden. In September in Maryland, I will be having, well, hosting Craig Steve's game night. Tickets will be $40. So, you know, that will be some chicken and all that good stuff. I will be catering the food, but I'll have more details for y'all later. But just hit me up on Facebook.
All right. And once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. I thank everybody for coming through. If you have any comments or questions on this topic, you'll post it on the homepage and also see all the playback shows and all the shows that are coming up at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KnowYourEnemy. And tomorrow we'll have another show. We're going to have another hot topic. And next week we want to have some people that we're going to be interviewing, whether it's artists and doing music and other genres and stuff. So thank you for everything, everybody. Definitely come follow, tell your friends about it. Have a great evening, and we'll see you.